Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the best time to start in real estate investing. This isn't going to be a cliche like, oh, the best time is today, is it?
No.
We'll find out in a second.
Oh, my gosh.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
You know, it's funny. Now you made me think of it. I'm going to try to come up with a really dorky slogan or something to throw in there. All right. So Brian asks, I'm interested in a 3-acre wooded parcel in Mariposa County, California. Route I-140 runs through the bottom third. Wondering how that affects the value and sellability of the parcel.
Stop the press.
Actually, it forks on the parcel, so there are two roads.
Oh, man.
Really nice property otherwise. So I already weighed in on this, and I said, here's what I read here, Brian. I read access, access, access. Seriously.
No, I mean, this is, I would run to the bank on this.
That's
price right.
That's what I'm saying. So I think, so what Brian was asking, how I read it was, regardless of the price, are all these roads and, gosh, dividing up my property going to be a problem?
Right.
So, and I'm like, nope. It's
so
3 acres.
There's some people, actually, we have it, they're on our A-list of buyers, they're investors, and when you have interstate access, I mean, adjacent interstate property, they buy it immediately and keep a stockpile of it on the chance that they can put up a billboard. So those are, I mean, let's talk about the 4As. We haven't talked about it in a long time.
Sure.
This is one of the greatest attributes ever.
Exactly. That's what I said. He's got two of them wrapped into one because he's got A, access, ooh, two, A, attribute. He's got both those. 3, acreage. That's not bad on the 3 acres. And 4, affordability. I'm assuming.
We're assuming that. Or else you wouldn't be in our group.
Exactly.
Our group doesn't pay a lot of money for property.
Well, they know how to do it. They know how to buy them right. So I think this is fantastic. So, and those are the 4 A's. So we tell everybody especially when you're new. I mean, we use these all the time anyway. This is how we do it. But when you're especially starting out and you're learning areas, go for all 4 A's. If you have all 4 of those things, then you won't go wrong.
That's a good county, too.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's great, Brian. And I can't wait to hear. I hope you puts a note in there later on.
Yeah, me too.
How it pans out, because that, like, we've had other callers earlier this week that they did say, hey, here's the update. Love to hear the update.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So I think it's awesome.
We don't get updated enough, you know. We talk about it all the time. Everything goes great. When people start out, they have a lot of questions. We get to know them, and then they go off and make tons of money, and we just don't hear from them.
When they're sitting back at home counting their money, they don't really feel like saying, "Yeah, I'm going to tell everybody how it played out." No, I'm busy. I'm going to buy some more.
Yeah, and that's how it should be.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, somebody sends us a note and says, "Hey, thanks a lot. I just quit my job." Or my wife just put her notice in.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you know, you had a call with a group of guys. I think we talked about it a couple of days ago. They're not even in our group.
They are now.
Yeah, I know. They've made $500,000 together. They quit their jobs. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, it's time to, now we're going to take this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys they're going to be making $1 million a year.
This ties into the show.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
There you go. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us at landinvestors.com.
Today's topic. The best time to start in real estate investing is when, Jill?
You know, there's no time like the present.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding. I know. I was trying to think of something silly. No, okay. So here's my thing about the best time to start real estate investing. Number one, it is now. I mean, let's just be honest. The market's fine. Markets shift up. Markets shift down. Our margins are going to stay the same. But if as quickly as we buy and sell property, it's not anything major. The time of year doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's summer. It doesn't matter if it's around the holidays. I don't care. People are buying property. And now more than ever, it's so easy on the internet. People buy cars on the internet, boats on the internet, property on the internet, homes on the internet. It's not crazy. So all of this is working in our favor. And one of the things I do want to say too, though, is the best time to start real estate investing is when you have enough knowledge and you're still a little uncomfortable. Do it. Just dive in. Don't wait until everything's perfect. Do wait, though, until it financially makes sense. One of the things I tell people all the time is let's not go put something on the house or rack up your credit cards and stuff like that. Because then now you're under the gun and, you know, you've got pressure. You don't want to do that. Save up a couple $1,000. I don't care if it takes you 6 months. Save up a couple $1,000, then do it. And yep. Do it right. Don't wait until you feel perfect and, you know, your business cards are all ready to go. And gosh, you spent, you know, 3 weeks on your logo, getting the right colors or, you know, whatever it is. That's doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. But and when you do start, don't stop. Don't get hung up on something. Put yourself on a really strict timeline and follow through.
Well said.
Thank you.
When every time Jill and I have any type of live event, like a meetup or anything, I end it with this. And I tell everybody this. I want you to dig deep in your soul and ask me the most embarrassing, difficult questions you can dream up. And everybody seems to love doing that. And here's a few of them. If you guys are so good at this, then why the hell are you letting the cat out of the bag?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll answer that in a different show. The question to this, you know, one of the things that I love and it always comes up is, how do I plan for the downturn? When's the next downturn going to be? You know, it alludes to this question, when's the best time to start? And this is what I say. Real estate cycles happen between 12 and 14 years, historically. Since the stock market crash, you can pretty much set your watch by it. This last one was the worst one ever. It was the worst real estate depression this country has ever seen because of predatory lending. Don't get me started. Which I believe is true. I believe they're predator lenders, which is one of the reasons we don't teach financing. You pay cash for everything. So what do you do when that happens and how do you see it coming? Watch housing and watch commercial real estate and add about 6 months to 8 months because that's when it's going to hit land. That's what happens. Does it ever hit us really at $1,000 a property or $1,000 an acre? No, it doesn't. And we pay cash for everything. So we're very protected. Mm-hmm. You're always pretty liquid.
Yeah, so, when you buy something at, you know, 25-30% of the normal value, if it goes down 25%, you're still going to make money.
Yeah.
I might not make 300%, that's right. I might make 200%, I might make 150% or 100%.
Or God forbid, 20% margins.
Mm-hmm.
So my point to this is that when the downturn's going to happen, watch for the signs, do a little research on it, plan that your revenue stream will be cut in half, plan for that. So don't buy a yacht yet. And when it happens, and it will happen, practice it. Practice what you're going to do and adjust to the market. That's the takeaway from this whole thing. Your prices are going to go down and your sales are going to go down and so should your acquisitions. The price of your acquisitions should go down with the price of your sales, sale prices. So that's how you stay out of trouble. There's no bad time. Here's the truth. There's no bad time to start this. But what I see is that people start it and they want to do a real estate deal the next week. You should spend a good solid 6 months learning how to use data, educating yourself, thinking it through about how you're going to work it in with your other life. You know, we see some, about 20% of the people who join Land Academy fall off because they didn't realize it was going to take some time and they didn't realize it was some work and that there's spreadsheets involved. So you really got to ask yourself those questions before you start this.
Right.
Because if you don't make that commitment, if you don't throw that bottle line off, like we talked about earlier this week, there's no good time to start.
Exactly.
That's the real answer to this question.
Right. Have everybody on board. This is one thing I talk about too. You don't want to like do this behind your wife's back, by the way. We haven't talked about that in a while. I always tell people, all right, is everybody on the same page? You gotta have your support team there, because you're gonna be like Michelle. You're gonna be in your, you're gonna go into your office and not come out for 3 days and you know, be living off granola bars and I don't know what.
When your wife says, you're not paying attention to me. Yeah. You on that computer more. You pay attention to the computer more than me.
But you can say, in a few years, you can say, I just got kids' college taken care of. Check. You know what I mean? What a good feeling. Or you can say, baby, maybe we should talk about you leaving your job.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of our guys just shared with us this week.
Greatest thing ever.
I know. Isn't that funny? Because weren't you saying, too, that she was pretty skeptical going in, and now she's like, woohoo, game on, yay.
They're all like that.
Yeah.
I had a call about 2 weeks ago, and the guy said, listen, I got to have my wife on this call because she just thinks it's a bunch of malarkey. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I know it's not because I listen to the podcast and the whole thing. I said, mm-hmm. bring it. I said, her name is Jackie. I said, Jackie, I want you to, I said, just like I said, ask me awful questions. Mm-hmm. Use bad language
bring
if you
it.
Need to. I'll answer them straight. I'll give you the straight answer. This is a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And it's going to pay off in spades if you listen to it. She's a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
She's a real estate agent and one of the single highest, you know, and she does very well. Mm-hmm. That's the reason, one of the reasons they can do this. She, and now she's in, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the Rocky Balboa Adrian thing. When Adrian says win, then he goes to work.
Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You remember when we started this show? Not even this show, but the one before it. This is like, I don't know, 400 episodes.
Right, what are we, 445 now? So we had how many? 20
episode.
To 30 before that?
What each is it? Episode. Yeah. Was an hour and a half long.
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. You kept saying, keep talking. Oh my God, really?
No, it's like, they're 11
minutes long. I don't know what else to talk about.
And we give way more information out, I think, and inspiration in 10 minutes than we did in 2 hours.
That was so darn funny.
And it's a lot easier on us.
Exactly.
It's not about us, but it is kind of about us.
It's about you.
I have a contractor buddy. I have a contractor buddy. He's the CEO of like the fourth largest commercial contractor in the country. And he's that saying, he said, and he like raises his eyebrows when he says it. It's not about the money, but it's about the money.
Yeah. I can hear him saying that too. I hope he comes to our birthday. He's awesome.
Yeah. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.